Good morning. It's Sunday morning, October 27th, 8:51 a.m. The sleeping in stuff is nice, but it is just chewing the daylights out of my productive time. I really rely on those first couple of hours in the morning to get done, or at least to get the day off on the right foot. And sleeping in until 7, 8 o'clock in the morning is crimping that style, something wicked. So we'll have to see how this goes. I did go to bed early last night. I think it was 9:30. Fell asleep relatively quickly. The anti-inflammatory makes me dizzy as well, but the Remeron mirtazapine does quite a good job in terms of knocking me out. And if I take it at 8 p.m., then by 9, I'm ready. So yesterday, I don't think I wrote any. I have to go back and look. I started to write several times and would go back through to figure out where I was, and then realized I had to do something else. There was a meal I had to fix. There was something else I had to do. It was not a very productive day. My wife, on the other hand, did a very good job yesterday with her NaNoWriMo. She's at 30-something thousand and looking to maybe beat 50,000 words by the end of the month. Today is the 27th. We have 4 more days, counting today. I don't have any idea how many words I could possibly write. My arm is still sore. My hands still hurt. My brain is a little bit fudgy. I still haven't seen edits back from Ryden yet, which isn't too surprising. They're just in the process of getting Todd Fonseca's second book finally came out. I think it was last week. So what I saw of it looked pretty good. It's 30 degrees out this morning, but the weather is calm. There's no wind, so the temperature feels much warmer. I already put my hood back. We're going to have to unzip the coat here pretty soon, just because I've been walking along. I've been trying to keep the pace up as I walk in the morning, just to keep that blood pumping. I'm not sure how successful I'm being. I am looking forward to taking a day or so and fine-tuning the walking desk at the treadmill. I haven't got it done yet, and I've got to go get some material. I haven't wanted to do that this weekend for obvious reasons. I probably have enough stuff laying around the house if I were to just take a half an hour and go look. The design by choice will need to be somewhat simple, just because I don't have the capability of careful construction. I have to make up in engineering what I lack in construction build ability. So even though I can't cut two boards within the same length within a quarter of an inch, I need to be able to build a desk that doesn't require that level of tolerance. I think so far the best design I saw on Instructables had some very easy saw cuts on a plank of laminated top board. I also haven't decided what I'm going to use for computer. Whether I use my netbook and walk back and forth with it, which would be kind of handy, because it would, if I work on the how long the battery lasts, the netbook battery will last about 2 hours. So if I set my goal to write until the battery goes down and then stop, at least to start with, that'll give me a couple of uninterrupted hours every day of walking at the desk and getting used to it. I have a feeling, I keep looking at this, and I know a lot of people, Dan Sawyer has got me thinking about this before as well, and it seems to be working out nicely for them. And given that I really do need to start being a little more regular in my output, particularly if I'm going to write and produce 6 books next year, that means I need to be a lot more regular. And I think I can do it. NaNoWriMo, particularly the early part of the month where I really was cranking out because I had a deadline to meet. And once I met that 50,000 word deadline, it was much harder to find the time to make the work come together. And as a result, I lost the bubble, lost the beam. But if I'm looking at, okay, I've got to get this book ready because I need to podcast it next month. That's a lot of deadline. So with any luck, I'll have 6 new books next year. Some of them will be Ishmael, some of them will be Tan, and some of them will be Odin. Some of them will be shorter than others. In fact, I suspect most of them will be in the 100,000 range rather than the 200,000 range, just because handling that behemoth became exponentially greater the longer that it got. The podcast itself was 30 hours long. That was huge. I mean, you figure that it took me, 90, maybe as many as 120 hours to do that 30 hours of audio for ownership. Out of the blue of the western sky comes Sky King. I'm assuming you heard that low-flying plane. It literally went right over my head. Now today I don't think I have to go out anywhere. I do have to make a meal later in the day, something with turkey. I got a ham hock to boil with beans for tomorrow. Got to cut the ham off at first. I got a ham the other day that I roasted on, I think it was a week ago Sunday, so I got to use that up pretty quick. Noisy this morning. This is what I get for sleeping in, waiting for the traffic to come build up. What do I hear? I hear something off in the distance. I think it's church bells. Not bells, but some electronic system playing the sound of bells on crappy speakers. That's what it sounds like. Okay, made the turn, heading down into the neighborhood again, away from the street. Yeah, that's what it is. Church bells. I'll be darned. Don't hear me anymore. Oh well. So yeah, I have to get going on this book too. I've got book one bracketed. I know there's a lot of stuff that needs to go into it to fill it in, to put some meat on the bones. There's a good story there. I just need to flush it out. I need to get the story at least in skeleton form for this next book. So I'll have two drafts, more or less complete, coming out of November. That'll give me two books in edit, and then I can go back to work on Cape Grace while they rest a bit. Then I can get a draft of Cape Grace out. That'll give me three books. With any luck at all, that'll give me three books in draft going into January, which will let me edit Ravenwood 2 and get that out at the end of January and start the first book of 2012, first day of February. I don't want to write a novel in March. March is when I'm going to the writer's workshop in Oregon. So if that's going to be an edit month, I need to do the editing and get that out before I go. Or at least ready to put out when I get back. So that one needs to be in pretty strong condition by the end of March. So that in April, that'll work out. In April, I'll write a book. In May, when I go to BaltCon at the end of the month, I won't be trying to write a book in May. I will have to come back and write one in June, which is good. That'll give me something to release in July. And I'll still have three books in draft, so that I'll have a production cycle that actually has some depth to it. I don't think I can get a book ready to go for Christmas this year. It's just as well. I don't think that was such a load last year. And have I done anything this year besides the short stories? The novella. I did a couple of shorts. That's been pretty much it. Not my most productive year. But that's all right. We've got more productive years coming. Particularly if I can get established a writing regimen here at the house where I actually can write even though people are here with me in the house. So far that's been a very serious impediment to my being able to write, despite the fact that I wrote most of the stuff that I did do before there were people, and there were people in the house occasionally. The fact is that because I had a full-time job that took up a lot of my day, I had to block out everything else in order to get the writing done and the podcasting taken care of. And that luxury of being able to blot them out, blot out the family, hold off the requirements went away as soon as I lost my full-time job and became a full-time writer, because I work at home. Of course, you're at home, you can do all these things. You can take care of this stuff. You can do these chores. This is not a big deal. But the reality is, it is a big deal. And it takes a huge amount of cognitive processing that I was not called upon to deal with in the past. So it's taken me a year and a half, really, to come to grips with it. And during that same period of time, my wife has become more and more sick and has been at home more and more frequently. In a certain sense, is, you know, trying to deal with the very well documented retirement scenario when both partners are now in the house at the same time, all day, every day. And it's a bit of a strain. It's been rather a heavy adjustment to try to make. But I think we're going to make it. I think we're going to get through it. The walking desk will help a great deal because it's not in the same space, and because when the treadmill is going, I'm working. And that's, you know, it's going to be a really nice, non-confrontational kind of sign that this is not a good time to talk to me about stuff. And the other part of that is that I won't be able to do it 40 hours a day. There'll be a time when I have to shut it off and sit down or to go do something else, and then it'll be okay to talk to me. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. It's a Sunday morning. Tomorrow's another day.